Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Add WFAN to your contacts to talk New York sports with us at 877-337-6666. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream Super Bowl 58 on CBS with Paramount Plus.
All right, BT and Sal back on the fan. We're going to make our picks here. We wrap up the football season. Of course, the perfect parlay and our football picks brought to you by ELAC 825, building our future by Total Orthopedics, the experts at getting you back to being you, and by Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy for Giants fans on game day. Enjoy responsibly.
Last one of the year, BT, this is it. Hoff won the regular season. You won the postseason edition. We will have to pay off our debt hopefully on Monday. Mm-hmm. When your costume comes in, we will be in full gear. You'll be Gold Dust. I will be Doink the Clown. And away we go with that. But what do you got for us, BT, for this Super Bowl Sunday parlay here?
All right, first I got the music that I love. I got a couple of I got three for you here, Sal.
Okay.
I've got the actual game, which I'll save for the end.
Okay.
And I've got a couple of props for you.
I will do the same. I'll save the picks for the game. Hoff, if you want to follow along, you can. If not, doesn't matter.
Okay.
But I'll do the same as you.
All right, now, I mean, I've spent a lot of time trying to fend off this pit bull with Brock Purdy all week, really. Certainly all day and today and yesterday.
Fun debate, though.
It's been awesome. It's been a lot of fun. That's why I can't wait to see this play out. Yep. Even if they play poor, even if they don't win, like,
we've made it interesting between us at the very least.
Yeah. Surprised we don't have a side bet about this. Right. Anytime we can bet, we bet. All right. So prop number one, the over-under on Brock Purdy completions. And I know the Kansas City defense is very good. Trust me. We know that. Is 20 and a half. It's -110. If you go over, I'm going to go over. So slightly over. At least 21, obviously, with the half there. So at least 21 completions for Brock Purdy in Super Bowl 58. Prop number two, also connected to Brock Purdy. No pressure, Brock. The over-under passing yards, 245. That's what it's been set at. It's at -113. If you go over, I'm going over. Slightly, I think he's past 250. So I'm going to take the over on that as well. And now the winner of Super Bowl 58. And I'm kind of in a good spot either way. I like being right. I like seeing my family happier, or happy more so than being right. Certain things, nah. My mother-in-law is from Kansas City. She's a massive Chiefs fan. My daughter's adopted them as her second team. Grammy sent the Chiefs sweatshirt from where they are now in Dallas, so kids can wear it during the game. So if the Chiefs win, and I love Mahomes, and I do love Taylor Swift. I got respect for Kelsey. I'm not on that hate train there. If they win, I'm happy. I don't think they're going to win. I got the Niners. I think the 49ers are the more complete team. I think they're slightly better. Obviously, Mahomes is the man. But that offense, I mean, he didn't score a point in Baltimore in the second half. You won. I know, but he didn't score a point. I take the Niners -2. So, first up, the first leg of the prop here. Over completions, 20 and a half, -110, we're going over. Over 245 passing yards, we're going over, -113. And straight up, with the side here, 49ers laying the deuce to win the championship.
Hoff, what do you got? You're up here as the winner of the regular season. What do you got for the Super Bowl? Yeah.
I thought you guys would, like, have, like, you know, like some...
WWE themes for today specifically.
Why?
Well, because you're supposed to be Goldust and Doink, but I guess you chose not to do that.
Well, Monday.
I didn't choose not to do it. I'm waiting for the costume to get.
Well, who'd you order from?
And what am I going to do? Well, dude, I don't know. Did I miss a prop that has Doink singing the national anthem? What WWE prop was I supposed to latch on to, you crazy person?
I just
over
the theme song. Just come out with a different theme. Anyway, listen.
I got you.
We'll have that for Monday. I'll have it all prepared.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spell babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That being said, I have a few. First of all, I'm going to go, it's a Travis Kelce heavy prop bet for me. MVP, I have him as plus 1300. I think it's going to be a heavy Travis Kelce day. I was looking for a proposal prop bet, couldn't find that. But for plus 1300, MVP Travis Kelce, over under 69 and a half. I'm taking the over on yards for Travis Kelce.
That's a good
all day.
That's a good one.
And then on top of that, I'm taking the over 47 and a half as total.
For the game.
For the
That's
game.
An interesting one.
And then Kansas City +1.5.
Do you like Kansas City in this game? All right.
I do.
That's a lot there, Hoff. Kansas City, the over for the game, over Kelce, and Kelce for MVP. Not sure you could actually parlay those, but still, all right, we get
Kelce getting down on one knee as well.
Yeah.
Three carats.
I don't know if anybody wants to see
carat.
That. Yeah, I'm torn as far as the game goes. I'm going to hit you with the props. And it's funny, BT, how we are similar in that I'm going to back up my words here as well with Purdy, and I'm going to go with a couple of Purdy props. I'm going over Brock Purdy half interception. He's going to throw an interception at least one. So the number is 0.5.
Yeah, if he throws one,
yeah, right. Will he throw an interception? So I am going to say, yes, Purdy will throw an interception over a half of an INT. He will throw at least one interception in the game. I'm also going to go Purdy under 1.5 touchdowns in the game. Even if he throws for a touchdown, he could run another one, but he hasn't done it yet. I want to see Purdy. He's thrown for two so far and combined in the postseason. I'm going to say Purdy under 1.5. And I think the Niners, where they're going to be able to win this game, if they do so, is going to be running the football. And I loved what Nick Costos said yesterday. I'm in alignment with that. I can't believe the number was so low for Deebo Samuel. 16.5 rush yards.
Oh, rushing, yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
He could get that on one carry.
A little reverse action, boom.
That's exactly right. So I think they are going to go to the well with Deebo, both receiving and running the football. They've used him as a running back. I know McCaffrey's a stud. I understand that. But I think Debo's going to run the football. So give me Purdy to throw an interception. I'll go over that number. Purdy under 1.5 touchdowns. He'll throw fewer than two touchdowns. And I want to go Deebo over 16.5. Now, here's where I'm torn. A part of me wants to root for the Chiefs. I like greatness. My niece and nephew coming over. They love, you know, Taylor
Joey's
Swift.
Joey's coming over?
Yeah, Joey, Riley will be there. My niece Riley's going to be into it because of Taylor Swift.
Yep.
They're rooting for the Chiefs. I already talked to them. I was like, oh, man, I don't want to be rooting against them. They want the Chiefs to win.
Yeah.
Mahomes, the greatest, all that stuff. I like that. Plus, I'm not rooting for Brock Purdy. I'm sorry. Maybe a nice guy, but I'm putting my mouth. I'm rooting for me to be right in that Brock Purdy is just a good quarterback, not a great quarterback. So I certainly don't want to see him go nuts. However, I've been picking against the Chiefs all postseason long, and I just don't believe that this is a Super Bowl winning year for them. I think the Niners are better in spite of Brock Purdy. In spite of him. We've seen it before. Ben Roethlisberger, even Tom Brady early, and we've seen quarterbacks win Super Bowls but have bad games. I think Brock Purdy has a bad game, but I think the Niners and Kyle Shanahan find a way to win this football game.
All right, now, we're on the same page with that.
I still want to root for Kansas City.
Yeah.
But in my gut, I feel like the Niners are going to win the game. So I'll take my chances and lay the 1.5 there.
That's interesting. All right, let's.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show, How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radnor, along with series co-creator and my friend, Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.